live, Dr. Fossey Bro.
This is episode 48 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. We took a while to start because we were talking about a lot of things earlier, and I had internet connection problems again, which is usual. Yeah. So used to it by now. So, how are you? What's up? What's new?
I'm tired. I was not expecting to be recording today.
Yeah, I am tired too. And I pushed myself to record today. It's because I want to have a sense of normality in my life. Like every weekend, we record Saturday evenings. Friday evenings, sorry. Friday evening
Saturday
for you,
evening.
Saturday morning for me.
Yes.
I want to have that back. Otherwise, if I don't try, everything just goes down the drain. And besides, you got a very nice email, right?
Yeah.
That made us feel good. Admit it. Oh, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very nice. So, you want to read the email?
Sure.
I think I have it up.
I got it.
Okay.
There was a reason why I picked up my iPod earlier.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. The email is from Blackstar Ario.
Yep.
She says, good day. I really wanted to shoot you ladies an email to say first off that you guys have an awesome show. I wait anxiously to download each week.
Thank you.
Secondly, yeah, the whole first sentence surprises me.
Yeah.
Secondly, I want to say thank you for expressing your thoughts and opinions in a really kind and intelligent manner. Specifically referring to episode 47. She who shall not be named really said some hurtful things, not just indicating international black people or those of African descent.
Not be named.
But see, some countrymen who are of mixed race. Example, Michelle Lee.
Mm-hmm.
As someone with, I really should have said that is, but anyway. As someone with darker skin, African heritage, a K-pop fan, an otaku, an American, and above all a female, you catch enough hatred from any two of the things listed when combined. When it feels that a situation is getting less attention than necessary, you don't want to be the little kid who yells and points the finger, but you want your community to rally around you and support you. Thank you for speaking up and at least mentioning it, and saying all your thoughts without hate and the F all her people too attitude most would have taken, knowing they were part of the ethnic group being. I really love every episode, but this one really pulled my heartstrings. Thank you for every episode you pour your blood, sweat, tears, and knowledge into.
Ah, yes.
Please ignore that poor reference to the
That's why
drama
I was laughing. I watched that drama.
Of course you did.
Jun Young-hwa. Of course he's cute. I would watch that. That's why I laughed. Thank you. Thank you for that very, very nice email. It made us feel really good. See? It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. We pour our blood, sweat, and tears into each and every episode. Me. Sweat and tears, yes. Because I remember the very first episode that I edited, it took me 12 hours nonstop. I was crying. I'm like, what the hell did I get myself into? No. But now, yeah, it's a lot easier. I cut 12 hours down to 2 to 4 hours every week. Depends on how long the episode is. And, you know, sometimes there are situations in K-pop that makes me really cry out of frustration. So, yeah, take that literally. Blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, nah. I don't think I've ever... No. Okay, let's not get into that. Okay. But, you know, we really appreciate this email from... What's your name again, Dee? Blackstar?
Aria.
Aria, yeah. Thank you very much. It's hard to be rational about things and try not being angry.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being angry. The problem is in your anger, not being petty and disrespectful.
Yeah, it's very hard. It takes a lot. Maybe a lot of training, a lot of practice, because this is, what, the 48th episode, and every week we deal with anger-inducing topics.
Yeah.
Oh,
it seems like we probably only had 2 or 3 free talks where it's not like a hot button issue.
Yeah.
I think we may have had a silly one, but yeah. In general it's been, oh well, who fucked up this week kind of segment.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's how it is. But we learn through time, and that's why this is called the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast, because we try to be rational. We try, okay? So, yeah. Anything else about this email, Dee? Before we move on?
No. Thank you for your email.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Very nice. Made us feel happy. So, all right. We move on to the news first. And, of course, as Dee says, this is my weekly roundup of JYJ news. So, but
just
this is just
one
about
week,
J. Jung.
Please.
Hey,
here we go, one.
This is news. This is news, okay? Because J. Jung has a new drama. He stars with Song Sung-hun. Very good-looking guy. The drama is called Time Slip Dr. Jin and involves time travel, much like Nguyen's drama Rooftop Prince as well.
This better not be like a doctor from the present.
Yes.
Goes back into the past. I swear
yes.
It was a Japanese drama.
Yes,
about
it
that.
Is. It is.
So,
apparently it's a Japanese manga or drama. I'm not even sure.
Both, probably.
Is it? Okay. I'm not sure which, okay.
Pretty sure it was a drama.
I don't know. Because, you know, I haven't been watching any Japanese dramas lately.
You are so horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the only reason why we became friends. Why would you do this?
Because I don't have enough time and internet resources.
The name of the Japanese drama is Jin.
Oh. I've heard about that drama, so this is it.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
It's an NHK drama, I think.
One of those Taiga dramas?
Yes.
Ah! Oh, okay. I stay away from that.
No, it's different, though. Because he's from the present.
He goes back to the past.
Yeah.
Still, has something to do with the past, but no. I've never watched a Taiga drama in my entire life.
No, yeah, but I've tried. I watched a couple episodes of different shows and just never took off for me. It's like, I'm interested, but I'm not interested at the same time. Like, I don't want to see guys with top knots and fake ball plates and stuff like that. That's not interesting to me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Animated? Draw
You're
it?
Fine.
I will partake. But so for some reason, like, that's the thing that I don't want to see.
Now, at least I know what you don't want to see. You know, I don't really care what the drama is all about. I'm just going to say, give me eye candy. This is Kim Jae-jung. I don't care. So, yeah, I'm happy. I don't know about you.
I don't know. I'm not happy because we're talking about him again.
Yeah, fine. Let's move on. Last week, is it last? Okay, yeah. We're just going to say last week. Last week, news came out that Buhara's contract with DSP Entertainment would be coming to an end this year in August. But of course,
then it very quickly was refuted.
Yeah, it's a rumor, apparently. DSP released a statement that Kara's contract is valid until 2014. Which is, what, 2 more years for Kara? For DSP?
Yep, that's long enough. They've been around since 2007, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, what actually ended is their contract with Universal Music Japan. So...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're gonna get a new record label in Japan. You know what? It's not like DSP will let them go anywhere anytime soon, because I'm sure they're the company's cash cow. And I'm positive
well,
that they're willing to bend over backwards just to make Kara happy.
I mean, seriously, who else do they have? Rainbow?
What? How much does Rainbow earn for them?
Not enough.
There you go.
Not nearly enough.
You could take away Rainbow and they would survive with just Kara.
We really need to stop insulting Rainbow. I don't think they've ever done anything horrible.
No, I'm just being honest.
It's just like, every time we talk about Kara, it's like, well, DSP do if they weren't there. We just got Rainbow.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. Next bit of news here is about Yuri of Kara. She underwent vocal cord surgery. So, oh my god, that was going to
say...
It's going to be
I was
going to
say something terrible.
I know.
I was going to say something like, well, when does she even find enough opportunity to use ice to the point where she would need surgery?
I was going to say something horrible as well. But, okay.
Was it going to be worse than mine? Because you are a bad person if you were going to say something worse than me.
Yeah. Okay, it's not...
I know where you're going with that, connoisseur.
What? That word again?
Kara really is a case where the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
That's
because
true.
The parts are terrible. Vocally.
Yes.
Awful.
We're not going to say anything bad about Yuri or Kara right now, but we just...
I would never say anything bad about Yuri.
You like her.
No, well, except for the thing I was going to say. But other than that, I would not say anything bad about her.
If you've been listening to the podcast for a very long time, you know how we feel about Kara, right? And this is... not meant to diss them or disrespect them in any way. It's just that you know, let's be honest, they're not the most vocally talented group out there.
Luckily for them, it doesn't matter in K-pop.
Yeah, they're lucky. Okay, now, what's next? But by the way, before we go on, Yuri, feel better soon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, you have to say that.
She's like the me if I were, you know, Korean and famous and prettier, probably.
All right, we move on to the next bit of news, and this is about JQT, and they've disbanded.
That is tragic.
Aren't they supposed to debut in the U.S. with Melvin Brown? Remember them?
They're not going to.
Definitely, they're not going to debut anymore because apparently there are 4 members in JQT. See, I don't even know how many members they have. I just found out today.
There were 3, and I think 1 left, and they got 2.
So that's 5 now?
No, 1 left. And then they got 2, so I think it's an 8.
Ah, 3 members left. They signed up with different companies.
Wow.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means there's nobody left.
3 members left, signed up with different companies, and they will be debuting in a new girl group soon.
Wait, are they debuting separately?
Not sure. I am not sure. I don't know. But that's really sad because their US debut is pretty much kaput.
Yeah, well,
happened.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Not anymore at this point. Is whoever was investing his money is probably pissed at this point.
Melvin Brown?
You bastards could have warned me that something like this was going to happen. So I could not spend money on it.
They should have been aware that in K-pop, groups, you know, disband very frequently, very often. And it's
survival of the fittest. Something like that, though.
Maybe they should have put a clause in their contract because apparently the contract of the JKT girls expired last December.
Oh, well, that explains it then. You made it seem like they just, like, abruptly decided, well, you know, we're done with this company.
But they just announced it now.
It's more like, well, you know, this company is kind of inept, and they had stupidly big dreams that weren't going to really go anywhere, so we decided not to resign.
Yeah, I guess they were banking on the fact that the girls will resign with the company, but that didn't happen. That's shitty.
Maybe they were hoping that they could lure them into resigning by promising them they would be famous in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, true. But I guess they grew a brain, so yeah.
Come on. No, let's not insult them. You don't really get an opinion at the beginning.
It's sure, a good thing that they didn't get blackmailed into resigning, right? Because, you know,
that how could happened. They, though? I mean, like, what could they possibly have on them?
We don't know.
It feels like anything they would get blackmailed with would probably be something the company forced them to do anyway. So it could be like, yeah, you guys can blackmail us, but then we could press charges against you for blackmailing because that's a crime.
Anywhere in the world, yes, it is a crime. But you never know. These companies are sometimes shady, and their company is very small. Yeah. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But this is really sad because they had big dreams, right? Very big dreams.
Extremely too big for them.
Yeah.
That was like, when UKIS had the big dreams of, you know, American debut, which luckily didn't work out before member swap.
Yeah. Which is good.
Because that would have been, UKIS as they were, would have been terrible.
Oh. Right. Okay. Let's not get into that. I know you're a UKIS fan. Don't make me say anything more. I was thinking, during that slight break, it would be wise for producers, American producers, if they want to bring a K-pop act to the States, they better go with the big companies.
I mean, either that or they need to, in the contract, take responsibility for the group.
Yeah.
Where the group, like, actually signs a deal with them. But typically, it's just a producer agreeing to help with it, and it's still, I think, the record label mostly funding it. Which, when it's a small record label, it's highly unlikely that they're going to be able to fund a whole American career.
Make sure it's from one of the big 3. You know, just to be smart and safe, if you're an American producer, or if you're a Western producer or European producer, I think that's the best way to go. Just to make sure they have ironclad contracts, you know? You know how it is. All right. So we move on. Enough of that. Let's just touch on GD's little interview on his scandal. Just for a teeny weeny bit. I still think he's a little shithead for thinking that everyone in the world are idiots.
But as stupid as he claims to be.
Yeah. But then again, you know, he can't really admit to the entire world that he's a dopehead.
I mean, but he's not technically a dopehead because...
How do we know?
The result is because of the results of the test. Unless he knew far, far in advance he was going to be tested for weed and he stopped, the results of the test stated that there was too little marijuana in his system for him to be, I think, considered a current user.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they couldn't find it in his urine, which is already an indication that whenever he took it, it was a long time ago. Because it feeds out of urine in like a month, I think. Something like that. Probably less time. And it stays in your hair for up to 3 months. So,
what about before? Things can happen. Maybe someone tipped him off? We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like it has to be... If he's still a current user, obviously he stopped in enough time mm-hmm. for that. So I'm not thinking that he's a pothead. He may be an idiot who smoked it a few times and then realized, oh, hey, if I get caught, I might go to jail and that would be really bad for my ability to make money.
But I hope he's smart enough now. I'm pretty sure he's smartened up a lot after all the drama that Big Bang has been through.
His explanation was, I don't know, 9 times ridiculous. Like, I've never heard anybody, like, willingly claim something that dumb.
Well, like, all of the day's work for G to the D.
His story was like, yeah, so Big Bang threw a celebration party in Japan, you know, and we didn't expect any drugs to be there because, you know, mm-hmm. we planned the party. We were just... underage drinking and stuff like that probably happened. You know, he didn't say that part. He's like, yeah, so I went to the bathroom and, you know, my managers weren't around. Convenient. And this guy came up to me in the bathroom and he offered me a cigarette. And I thought it looked weird, which, you know, similar to the story he told before. It's like, I thought it looked weird, but it would have been rude to say no. So I didn't say no. I mean, come on.
God.
Rude as opposed to being charged with a crime. I think being rude is worse. It's clearly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can I say? Nothing. It's just that he's an idiot, okay? Not the world's smartest person when it comes to critical thinking. So, yeah.
And I'm just like, really? Who do you honestly expect to believe that, G-Dragon? Other than, you know, your 10-year-old fans or whatever. It's like, yeah, so I accidentally smoked some weed because I'm innocent and I had no idea what marijuana looked like or smelled like. I'm just like,
oh God.
Son, if you were 10, maybe you could make that excuse, but you're, God, now my age, 23, 25 Korean. Like, you don't have any for this. Not in the least.
True. So
like,
true.
To me, in the long run, it would have been better for him to just be like, look, I made a mistake. I tried weed, and after that first time, I didn't try it again because the police statement was like, he's a young guy who made a mistake, tried, and he promised he would never try it again.
But of course, you know, he has to stick to the press release by YG. That's the thing. Okay, he can't really say that. You know how it is.
But so dumb, though. So very dumb. True.
They played him for the dumb guy. That's their way to escape all the heat. But still, it's really stupid. Aha. So anyway, we move on to the debuts, comebacks, and new releases. And first, let's just talk about Big Bang's comeback track, Blue. You know what? I'm really surprised with this release because it's something different from Big Bang. Well, it's something different from the Big Bang that we know of. And it's produced by Teddy. And what makes me happy is that it doesn't really sound like a typical Teddy song. So, yeah, I like it. I don't know about you.
That would make you happy.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but not for the song reasons.
Oh, yeah, the video, again.
It was just weird to me, the way they chose to set up the video. It's just basically Big Bang against the backdrop of New York, chasing a white girl around. Because it was like all of the members come into contact with her somehow. And that was it. It was like very... It was, to me, it was visually uninteresting. To some people, they found it interesting visually. It was just very blah in terms of story, which means it was non-existent.
No story at all. I don't get it. The video means nothing to me because, you know, I don't really watch a lot of music videos, but I just pay attention to the song.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that, you know, they could have shot the video in Korea. Which is true, because they're just running... What's the background? Walls in New York? Streets? What?
A bridge and a theme park. That's the background.
Don't they have theme park and bridges in Korea?
Yes. Several of them, if
anybody
is to be believed. So...
Don't they have white chicks in Korea?
Yeah, they do.
There you go. You know where we're going at, right? Waste of money again.
Mm-hmm.
Typical. They like doing that. But hey, I don't know if that makes the fans happy or that just makes YG happy. I don't even
YG,
know.
Probably.
That's it, but I like the song. Alright.
I mean, it's not a bad song. It's not... For Teddy, it's a fantastic song.
He's for Teddy, I was so surprised. That's the main...
He's probably never done anything that good, but... That was horrible. I'm sorry. He's probably never done anything...
Different.
I don't even want to say different. I feel like different is the wrong word.
Hmm.
Never done anything, like, in that vein.
Yes,
I
anything
think.
Of that sort, in that style. Okay, there you go. How can you miss Teddy like that?
Easily. I just opened my mouth and said it. That was
remember,
how I dissed Teddy.
We used to love... Well, we still love One Time, okay?
Yeah, but we also don't love Teddy because of no One Time. It's like, if this is all I get, I want a refund.
Yeah, we'll see about the rest of the album when it drops on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that whatever excitement and whatever love I have for Blue would be the same when the album releases. So, yeah. Okay. Now, what's the next release here? This is John Park's new album. And the album's called Knock. The title track is Falling, and I haven't listened to the entire album yet, so I can't tell you much about it except for the title track. It's really good. It sounds like a Western pop song with guitars, which I like, and it has a Coldplay-ish vibe, which I totally love. I would recommend his music to you guys, just based on the title track alone. So, have you seen the video or listened to the song?
No, I've never been a fan of John Park, so I only barely know who he is.
Well, I know he's Korean-American, right? And he was on American Idol? Is that him?
Yeah, it's him that was on American Idol.
Oh. And then he went to Korea, and then he went on K-Pop Star? Is that K-Pop Star or Superstar K?
Yes, Superstar K.
Oh. Did he win, though? I can't even
know. No. Hugak won,
oh.
I think. I don't know, because there's been more than one season. So I can't even say with certainty that was the year Hugak won.
I think that's it, because... Yeah. That's it. Because I know there are, what, two winners right now? Hugak and Ulala something. Or am I even thinking of the same show?
I don't know. There's so many shows
no.
now.
So confusing. But I think you're right. It's when Hugak won. And Hugak is now with Cube. I think.
A-Cube.
Oh, really? I thought it was Cube.
He's with A-Cube.
Okay. All right, we move on. Now, this is about K-Will, and he's back with a new mini-album. It's called I Need You. The title track also happens to be called I Need You. It's the same song. And in typical K-Will fashion, he sings great. You know, no surprise there. It's K-Will.
Well, it's like you're expecting him not to.
Yeah, well, of course, he has to sound great. he's a vocal trainer for crying out loud. But the video has Bora from Sistar. She's very pretty, that girl.
Yes, she is.
So I agree with that. And I didn't really get the video. So, yeah, I was just staring at Bora.
I love that you could be like, well, Bora is really pretty. So yeah. I like the video, but I don't like the video because it goes nowhere.
Yeah. But, you know, I can watch it because, you know, there's eye candy there. There's a pretty girl. True. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, I think it's Black Star Aria who asked us to feature K-Will this week because we forgot about his release last week. So thank you again.
Oh, we did? Oh, that's horrible.
I know. Oh,
what is wrong with you?
I don't even know what's wrong with me. Damn. I'm so sorry, but she left a comment on the site saying that we forgot about K-Will. I'm like, oh no. Honestly, I overlooked his release. And I'm so sorry, K-Will.
You should be.
Darn it.
He's a magnificent singer of sorts. Mm.
Oh, yeah. And also, K-Will is going to have his first nationwide concert tour. Congratulations, K-Will. Happy for you, of course. All right. Ooh, this is good. This is one of the other big comebacks this week. Miss A is back with...
Touch.
That song is strange.
I think it's strange because it doesn't sound like what you would expect
from Miss A.
From them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. But one thing, though, the choreography looks really, really hard. And as our friend Arnold from McCroth... God, say it again. McCroth's Residence.
Yeah. Residence.
He said that it seems like the girls are touching each note to the song when they dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's extreme muscle control right there. Wow. But anyway, their outfits remind me so much of Mila Jovovich in The Fifth Element. You know, the bandage. I don't know, is that a dress? Or is she wrapped in bandages?
She was wrapped in bandages.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. Anyway, this is a JYP song.
You made it sound like, okay, I went way off base, but yeah. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is a JYP song, and I think this is the only track that was produced by JYP in the album.
That is interesting.
Very interesting. Everyone else, well, all the other songs were produced by foreign producers, which is very interesting. First time. And you know what? I don't like the title track. I like the other songs better.
I think that's what everyone said. It's like, I wasn't really particularly interested in Touch itself. Unfortunately, I've only heard Touch. And it was just okay for me. Like, it felt like a song that would be better served being given to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Choreography-wise, probably no one else would have been able to do it.
Extreme muscle control. Very difficult.
Vocally, it's just... okay.
Not interesting. It's really not interesting. Yeah. I mean, they could have picked another song as a title track, right?
Maybe I think Lips. They wanted to show a different side of themselves because they haven't really released a balladish track of any of their albums before.
Yeah, give me something like Love Alone. I would love that.
That would be great. Lightning does not strike twice, Noelle.
Can I just wish?
It's like they've made one of the best K-pop songs last year.
Darn.
Expect them to be able to do it again just because, you know.
I have high expectations, you know.
I know you do. So do I. But you gotta accept that, you know, these things aren't... I don't even know where I was going. Like, it doesn't work that way then.
It's so hard for me to accept that. But, hey, there's always hope in their next release. You never know.
Oh, for sure. There's also hope that the follow-up track will be from the same album and, you know, good.
Mm. Yeah, alright. So we move on. Tony Ann. Wow. Tony Ann will be back with a group, and no, it isn't pop, okay?
Smash.
Yeah, Smash. So, they're back in Korea because they've been spending all their time in Japan.
Oh, they were in Japan? That's where they were?
Yeah. They were so busy in Japan. So, anyway...
Is that sarcasm?
Not really. Sort of. Yeah, you can pick up on it. Very busy in Japan, which is admirable. Like, they look mama. Yeah. Because I've seen a lot of their Japanese releases. I haven't seen any Korean releases, though. But a lot of Japanese releases.
It's because I think it wasn't profitable for them, Korea. And if Japan is, well, good on them.
Who can blame them?
All right. Not me.
Not me, too.
Certainly
no.
Not me.
Definitely. But they are working on a collab album, and they will be back real soon because the first performance is scheduled on March 1st, which is next week. So this should be good because, you know, Tony Ann is still very good looking.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. He is good looking. Can you
not
deny that?
Not talented. Not, like,
this
a
is
good
the
producer.
Thing. His last album, I didn't really like it. Like, what the hell, Tony Ann? What were you thinking of, huh? Talented.
Making money.
Yeah. What did he do in H.O.T.? Was he a singer, dancer, rapper? Pretty boy?
You're putting me on the spot. The one who wasn't around for K-pop in the early 2000s. That's the one. You were there.
I was, but I can't remember. Because I didn't really listen. I didn't really listen to H.O.T. a lot. So, yeah. But kind of I love looking at his face because he's so good looking.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course. You know, me and pretty boys.
Your shallowness.
Mm-hmm. I admit. Not going to deny that. Everyone knows that by now. Okay?
They have not been listening.
Yeah. All right. What's the last release here?
2 a.m.
Yeah. You're going to be back with Hitman Bang as a producer. Good for them because... Yay. Yeah, the guy is considered as one of the premier musical producers in Korea right now. But still, I don't have a release date for 2 a.m. That's strange. They're just teasing me with bits and pieces of news. I don't like being teased. Especially if I'm giving out, definitely, I hate being teased. Because it's so hard to give out incomplete information to our listeners. I hate it. Okay, it's like, yeah, they're going to be back, but we don't know. It happens from time to time. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be around March or April. But I'm betting on March. Because I think we mentioned before that they are going to be back in March.
It seems like most of the boy groups are making a comeback in March. So that would be a believable estimate.
Yeah, right at the same time. And of course, if it's 2 a.m., it must be vocally good. It must be good. Because I know D, you are a fan. And it's not that I'm not a fan. The songs are good, but I just don't spend a lot of time watching 2 a.m.
Yeah, because they're not pretty. Whatever. No.
Yeah, yeah, jerk. Yeah. Say whatever you want.
You know it's true.
Of course
I'm a horrible person.
How many times have you told me that today? 3 times.
Today?
Yeah.
I've not told you that today.
Really?
Come on. I've not said it today.
So be it. Just once. First time. I'm expecting more.
You deserve more.
Oh, come on. You're giving people the wrong impression of me.
I give people the wrong impression of you every episode.
I know.
Which would lead me to believe that it's the right impression of you.
Come on, you know. If people I work with hear this, they would lose all respect for me.
As they should.
Damn it. It's a good thing I'm not a manager. Thank goodness, not anymore. Oh, God. Oh, all right, we move on.
That sounds so sad.
We move on. This is the last bit of news that we have here before we go to free talk. And there's news that Hankyung, formerly of Super Junior, is in a very serious relationship with Chang Kai-tong. She's a Chinese actress. And not only that, because people have been reporting, or the paparazzi, or the reporters, I don't know, gossip mags have been reporting that they are headed for marriage.
Good for him, yeah. If that is the case.
Good for him if it's true. Because, first, what do we have here? Okay, they not only went to the Maldives, but they went to the Maldives with their parents. Very interesting.
Oh, ew. Yeah. I mean, I know why, but I mean, like, I would never take my parents on that kind of vacation.
Yeah.
With some dude's parents. It would be like, okay, if we need to have a trip where I could be like, here's how it's going to be. this guy has proposed to me, we're planning on getting married, and we want your approval. That would be the kind of trip that would cost me, I don't know, no more than $200 a ticket. And it's not going to be somewhere that's like a romantic getaway.
Mm-hmm. It's like a honeymoon place. Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to be like some city over. Be like, okay, I'll put everybody up in hotels. I'll be really nice. We can have breakfast, dinner, whatever, all the time. Go shopping, all that stuff. But not a honeymoon spot with your parents. That's the epitome of lame.
No. Well, yeah, it is lame, but this is what makes me think that it's really serious. I'm just going to give you a little insight on Chinese culture, okay?
Sure.
Anything that involves parentals of both parties, such as, you know, this vacation, is a very sure sign of a serious relationship. And serious relationships are earmarked for marriages. It's automatic. Especially, okay, take note, okay? Especially if the guy is able to financially support the female. Now, I'm sure Han Kyung is earning a lot of money in China, so supporting a wife or a family isn't really a problem for him. So I say I'm going to wait for confirmation from any of the two parties. I don't care who confirms first. But I'm pretty sure this is something serious if it involves the parents. So I would say congratulations if it's a serious relationship.
I would so act the fool.
Yeah,
but I'm a silly person.
But that's really great though, right?
Yeah, for him and what he's been through, it's nice.
So I'm happy for him. And fans, you should be happy for him too, okay? No drama.
Good luck with that.
Come on. These idols deserve to be happy.
I mean, yeah, but not when they're in their knees. That was awful. But yeah, that's how people act.
Yeah. Well, that's how it is, but, you know, we're just reminding fans to be sensible and, yeah, you know, be happy for the guy. He's been through a lot of pain, okay? Let him have his own bit of happiness. All right, so we're done with the news, and we move on to Free Talk, and this is all about Block B's interview in Thailand, which caused a lot of drama in the past week.
So much drama for you, Mama.
You know, this came out around the same time all the issues popped out with Yuchun and that chick who should not be named.
Yes, it did, actually.
Forgot about Block B.
Sort of right on the heels of the previous thing. So that is interesting in terms of the timing.
Yeah, too much drama in a week. So, of course, we sort of had to split all the issues because it's just going to drive us crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. What happened was Block B had an interview in Thailand, and before they were asked about donations, they were apparently acting in a silly manner. I honestly did not watch the video, D. I didn't. Did you watch it?
I watched parts of the video. To be honest, I was bored fairly quickly because it didn't seem like anything. Obviously, people Korean pop idols and I guess Asian pop idols in general to a ridiculous standard where you don't act like you're a human being of a particular age. But these guys are all early 20s with the exception of P.O. who is still a teenager.
19, very young.
And they were acting in a goofy sort of manner. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, the media was taking a lot of pictures, and Zico was making these sort of,
What, funny faces? What?
No, not funny faces. It's just the poses he was doing was, like, very self-important. Like, he was posing up against the window. The interview was kind of taking place in the foreground. There were couches and stuff set up, and he went up against the back wall. He was leaning up against the back wall as though he shoot. So it's a lot of little things in the beginning, and one of the guys went to the table and he bent over sort of to show his ass to the camera, and apparently there were parts where they were making monkey noises and all of that stuff. But there was never anything, I think, directly making fun of the fact that the people that are interviewing them are Thai. That didn't happen.
But no.
the interview came down to a part where they were asked about
donations,
their charitable natures. Park Young, from the translation of his part of the interview, he seemed as though he had a very thoughtful view on donations. They said that primarily their money goes to African charities, but they do make a practice of donating half of their monthly salary to charitable causes, I guess, in general. Mm-hmm. And they think that donating should be a part of life, I guess, in that if you're more fortunate, you should help the less fortunate. Mm-hmm. And then the interviewers, I gather, brought up that Thailand recently suffered a collapse and asked if they were familiar. And they replied, well, yeah, of course we're familiar with the fact that you guys had flooding and a lot of people lost their lives and stuff like that. And they were later asked, you know, about donations in regards specifically to Thailand. And he said, Zico said, yeah, sure, of course we'll donate. All we have is money.
Yeah.
And the earlier thing is their appearance was made, it was at a charity concert. So they were there to help raise money for flood victims. So one would assume that they knew they were there because there was a flood. And Zico was saying that he hopes the monetary compensation they're going to get through raising the money through the charity concert would help. And he says, we have nothing but money. And Park Young asks him, how much do you have on you? And he's like, what?
$6,
how
right?
How much do you have on you right now? And he's like, oh, 7,000 won, which is about $6. Yeah. And that got turned into, I think it was partially the way it was translated,
yep.
Partially, I think it's very easy to believe that he was fully rude about the whole thing because of the way they were behaving in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't read him saying it seriously when framed with all the other stuff they were doing in the video. People call it good-natured trolling. What they appear to do in general is act like idiots when they're on camera.
That's what they always do. I think that's their thing.
And there's times when that's okay. Obviously, with the questions being asked, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make any excuses. They were being
very
immature and silly in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's a certain standard when it comes to idols and representing Korea and all
of
that.
Most definitely. There is a certain standard. And, you know, the moment you become an idol, you sign your life away. You're even trained on how to deal with people and how to behave, right? Everyone knows that. And, you know, I say that they did something wrong. Definitely, because there's the right time and the right place to act like that. Behaving in an immature manner while being interviewed overseas is not good. And it's a double whammy because Korea exports its culture, which means that the country always wants to set its best foot forward. Sad but true, right?
Yep.
Everything has to be perfect. That's why a lot of people in Korea are overreacting. And they're like, this is not a good thing for Hallyu. That's what they're all saying.
One of the first apologies was out of the company, where mm-hmm. they said that, you know, this is our fault. We haven't trained Block B properly. And I guess maybe to some extent they saw it as cute or as interesting, as opposed to the way everyone else acts, which is as though they're robots, basically, in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, it kind of comes off as being not well-behaved. Obviously, it's sort of acting like frat boys and all of that. I mean, which we've seen from other people, but obviously it was after they've been around for some time and people grow expect that from them. I think a lot of their shock was in that their time as celebrities has been so short and they think that they're entitled to behave this way already, which is what sort of insulted people. And then I don't know if it was primarily translations that made it come off that way, if it was the way what they said was intended, which again, it comes off as a joke. I think people laughed that were there. It said that the staff knew the reporters knew it was a joke. Obviously, making jokes at a time like that when people are still hurting from flood, loss of life, loss of property.
Very insensitive. It is.
Right. So, my intention is not to make any excuses on that behalf. Of course, they should apologize. They probably should.
And they have apologized, right? Blockly has apologized a lot of times.
Multiple times. You had the agency apology, which actually didn't strike me as the usual, we're sorry you got offended sort of apology. Also, I guess each guy hand wrote their own apologies. Mm-hmm. They apologized individually. They released a video yesterday, I think, apologizing as a group. Zico shaved his head.
Yep. Oh, you know what, D? This is the thing. Earlier on, I was reading news. Apparently, all the three big networks, are restricting Block B's appearances until the issue gets resolved, quote unquote.
I don't know how it's going to get resolved, whether they expect the Thai government to issue an official "we forgive you" and then Block B will get back on the air, or maybe it will be a sort of you guys are temp banned until further notice, which is what I think it really will be.
Yeah, I think that's it. I really think that's it. In this situation, you know what kills me? It's the fan reactions and the people's reactions in general. I mean, look, people make mistakes. I'm not gonna defend Block B here. They really did something insensitive and kind of bad in that situation. Immature. That's the best word for this situation. They did something immature. They have acknowledged the fact that they did something wrong. They apologized a lot of times. But people can't seem to get over it. And I've seen a lot of hate messages, hate tweets. And there's even an online petition for the members to kill themselves. God.
Again, which is always the most extreme reaction. We've seen it before with Jay Park's incident. I'm sure we've seen it before then. I just don't remember specifically. But it is absolutely shameful that people believe it's okay to tell someone to kill himself just because he was behaving in a manner like out of hand, really. Mm-hmm. And that people think it's okay, that it's defendable to say something like that. And not only did they go after the group members, they went after Zico's mother, I've heard, and apparently maybe the rest of his family as well, being that he's the leader and he was also behaving like a silly person. And then you had news that came out recently that the youngest member of the group, P.O., he got hospitalized.
For stress.
Due to the stress of the event. And he's a young guy, and he probably never would have expected that, hey, there would be people calling for me to kill myself over something like this.
That's the life of a K-pop idol. That's one thing. We were talking about how international fans are becoming like the Korean fans. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's really bad. I'm not saying that the Korean fans are bad because they have their own set of norms and, you know, their culture is very different from international fans. International fans should know better. They shouldn't be calling out for someone to kill themselves. No.
Or for the group to be disbanded over something like this. Like, seriously? New things, appropriate reaction to a bunch of silly comments and rude behavior is that that they should cease to make music. They should cease to work. Basically, people have done, I mean, obviously, there's not a sliding scale of what's wrong and what isn't, but there are people in the very same industry that have done far worse things.
Agree.
And
very much.
And they've put even worse of a black eye on the Korean entertainment industry, and they still continue to do their jobs and make money off of everybody else as though it never happened. So,
But remember, you said it yourself, Block B, they're rookies.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the main thing here. They're rookies as well. It's like they don't have the right to behave in that manner yet. No one should really behave in that manner in such a situation, though. Gotta remember that. Now, I gotta say this. All of this is for Block B's own good. Whatever they encounter right now is all part of growing up and part of learning. Whenever you encounter adversity, what sets you apart from everyone else is how you react to it. So if you take mistakes and setbacks as a learning lesson, then kudos to you, because you know you've become a bigger person. After all, life is all about learning. And yeah, time heals all wounds. Let's do this in a very positive manner, because I don't really want to diss people, but it's not just Block B. I hope the fans take something from this as well. Fans should learn how to behave properly.
The senior idols as well, because I think the way they handled it was also on call for. These aren't guys that you've never met before. Now, you may not be best of friends, and you may actually not agree with what they did, which it's safe to assume everyone disagrees with the way they behave. But knowing that you have a large fan base of mostly stupid people, why would you take to Twitter, of all places, to passive-aggressively call them out for misbehaving? I think they're well aware, as soon as they saw it on video, that they misbehaved. What you should have done, as a citizen of the same country, Nick Khan, is call them up. I'm sure if you don't have their individual numbers, you can ask the number for their managers. Of the company. Call the company, say who you are on the phone, and ask to speak to whether it's the manager, the CEO, which I'm not sure you would get put on with, but whether you ask for Zico's number or whatever, just be like, clearly, like these people need guidance that they're not getting from. So instead of saying, oh, well, some people don't know how to behave, and as a Thai citizen myself, you know, I'm insulted, and the others are like, I'm embarrassed to be Korean, which really, some guys acted like dicks and you're ashamed of your entire nationality, really? And just be like, look, bro, we're all a part of the same industry. We're all supposed to be colleagues and friends and whatnot. In the future, you know, this is how you should conduct yourself in interviews, or this is how you should conduct yourself in public. And yeah, it's great to be able to behave however you want, but you're an idol now and you don't have that freedom. Yep,
that's the thing. You're an idol now. You sign your life away the moment you become part of an entertainment company. They know that. They know that. But maybe this is their thing. This is Block B's trademark. That's it. They're just boys, really.
Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. They've always wanted to not be another typical idol group. And I think coming from the backgrounds that some of them came from, they don't particularly want to be classed with everyone else in the way that, say, they don't feel like they were put together in the same way that, let's say, 2PM was put together, and maybe they feel like they're bigger or beyond that. And so you behave the same way you behaved before you got signed, except in the eyes of the public, that's not okay. And it's going to take a while, I think, for them to come to terms with that. This event, obviously, is going to push them towards that faster.
Yep.
And it seemed as though it happened a while ago. And in the company's apology, they said they were going to release a public apology on their own. But the video and the controversy the video incited pushed their intentions further ahead, I guess.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I'm sure the boys have learned. The boys have learned a lot from this experience.
I think definitely. You have no choice but to learn.
You're forced to grow up in such a short span of time. In a matter of a week, you are forced to grow up. That's not a pleasant experience for anyone.
Not at all.
No. Look at Po. He couldn't cope with that. He couldn't cope with that situation, so he went to the hospital for stress. Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's way too young an age to suddenly be faced with the fact that anonymity really turns people into giant, giant turds. the fact that you would sign your name to a petition asking someone to kill themselves, which if they actually did, that would make you an accessory to murder.
That is right.
I think people take for granted that they don't get prosecuted in these cases when really they could, especially since in Korea. If the membership of a site is above a certain number, you're required by law to attach your Korean ID to your sign-in name, which is basically like registering for a forum using your name, your address, your telephone number, or your actual
age. Real identity.
And then making all that information public.
Yikes.
So, yeah, if there ever was any accountability behind the internet, a lot of people would get screwed.
Most definitely. And I'm not sure if the petition is in English as well, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's been translated to English and they're getting the international fans to sign up for it. And I wouldn't even be surprised if a lot of international fans sign up for that petition. I wouldn't be.
Me either.
Yeah, because there are a lot of jerks in the world. Remember, if one of them does kill themselves, you are an accessory to murder. Do not forget that fact, okay? That's all the guilt on you.
Like, even if they don't actually go after you. If I was that person's parents, though, I would. If I can't get you to go to jail, I would sue the ever-living shit out of you.
I would, too. You just don't tell someone to go die.
Yeah, those aren't words you should take lightly. And it's sad that it is treated on the level as a joke, or like, well, you know, they were asking for it. That sort of thing is terrible that we behave that way.
So true. I mean, forgiveness is a human virtue. They've apologized, and I'm sure, I know that they're very sincere in their apologies. So, how hard is it for you to forgive? What if that happens to you? What if you've done something wrong and then you've apologized a lot of times and you're really sincere and people just won't stop hurting you and they really won't forgive you and they just persecute you? What's going to happen?
Well, I assume you get extremely frustrated with that.
Yeah, it is very frustrating. Put yourselves in Block B's shoes. How would you feel? Right? How would you feel? Doesn't feel nice, right? Doesn't feel nice. So remember, fans, idols, netizens, before saying something, think about how you would feel when someone would say or do that to you. What's that saying, Dee?
Walk a mile, you know what I mean, right? Shoes. Yeah. I would take advice from Thumper's mother, man. If you
from who?
Thumper. Do you not remember? Oh,
Bambi. Yeah.
If you have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just shut up.
Or like, you know, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Or don't do unto others what you don't want them to do unto you. Something like that.
Twisted thing. Yeah. There are so many things, man.
One more thing. You get what you give. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Gosh, again, I'm so disappointed in K-pop this week. Too much. A lot of things are happening. My wish is that we get a week.
Wait, okay, where we just get to, like,
all this drama.
I want to be able to talk about someone's, like, hair decisions. Like, that's what I want Freezok to be 1 week. Mm-hmm. Like, my God, didn't she look in the mirror before she came out of the house? We could talk about, like, hairstylists and whether they're actually necessary, or we could just have, like, somebody's older sister do all the hair and makeup.
You know, just 1 week of that? Not every week. All this drama. It's really frustrating. It takes a lot of energy. Oh. It's like every week there's a Dementor beside me.
Okay.
Forgive the Harry Potter reference. But it's that negative. But then again, all this drama is part of K-pop. But not to this extreme.
It never felt like it used to be this much, though.
Yeah. It's like every week we get this. Maybe this is too big, too fast, too soon.
Maybe it's the growing pains of
it is
of K-pop.
It seems like it, yeah. I think this is growing pains. Too fast, too soon.
We'll see in the long run how it works out. Probably not even in the long run, probably a year from now.
Maybe things will change. I hope for the better, though. But, you know, you can't really change an entire culture overnight. It doesn't just happen overnight. It takes a while, and it takes a lot of adjustments. It really does take a lot of change. I think I'm going to say this again. Change starts from within. So people, fans, idols, netizens, need the change you want to see. Start from yourselves. You can't expect people to change if you don't need to change. Right? Remember that. Okay. I think we're done with that. I'm just so tired now. It's been a long day. It's been a long week.
It's like, I don't need this in my life. Seriously. Yeah. It was supposed to be fun, not stress.
Frustrating. Yeah. I got a lot of stress from work, and then I get stress from something that's supposed to make me happy.
This is just music. Like, that's how I feel.
There's a lot of drama.
It should not be this way over some music, man.
Yeah. I think fans are losing sight. A lot of people are losing sight of what K-pop is. It's really supposed to be all about the music.
But I think it's because from the beginning they made it not about the music. It's about their personalities and the way they look and how witty they are and how many stupid human tricks they can do. And at some point, it's just music is secondary. In fact, it doesn't even matter if they can make good music or not.
It really doesn't. I think they're compensating for a lack of talent.
You know.
It's not that I think. I know. That's a fact. They're compensating for a lack of talent. Eventually, things are going to change, and I hope it happens soon. When I say soon, I don't expect next year, okay? Soon, in terms of culture, takes about 5 years or so. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I guess we'll be waiting.
Yeah, we will be. Definitely. Take baby steps, okay? We don't expect change to happen overnight. But things definitely need to change. I'm done, Dee. Are you?
Yeah, I got nothing else.
We're done with episode 48. Thank you, guys. And you can close now, Dee.
Our email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. You could be like our other fans who have emailed us, like Black Aria and the girl... Black Star Aria, I'm sorry. And God, I forgot the name of the person that sent us an email last week. But I remember you. Your email was also nice. You commented a lot about stuff.
Thank you very much. And she's also left comments on the site, which is great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is very kind of you. Not everyone does that. So you could also find us on Twitter at AirKpopPodcast on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/airkpop. Yep. And the website is airkpop.com.
Yep. Don't forget the site. So, thank you everyone for taking the time out to listen to us. This has been episode 48 of the Always Rational K-pop Podcast. And I hope that next week will be better. Okay?
I really do.
Oh my goodness. I really do because I am so tired. Like, physically tired. Alright, so guys, have a great day, great weekend, wherever you are. Bye.
Goodbye. Blue, 뜬구름을 심장이 멋진 것만 같아 전쟁이 끝났고 그곳에 얼어붙은 너와 나 내 머릿속 새겨진 트라우마 이 눈물 마르면 촉촉히 기억하리 내 사랑 괴롭지도 외롭지도 않아 행복은 다 혼잣말 그 이상의 복잡한 건 못 참아 자유롭지 아무렇지도 않아 될 수 없는 방황 사람들은 왔다 갔다
사람을 만나고 죽을 만큼 사랑하고 파랗게 물들어 시리는 맘 너는 떠나도 난 그대로 있잖아
겨울이 가고 봄이 찾아오죠 우리 시들고 그리움 속에 맘이 멍들었죠
오늘도 파란 저 달빛 아래에 나 홀로 잠이 들겠죠 꿈속에서도 난 그대를 찾아 헤매이며 이 노래를 불러요
I'm singing my blues 파란 눈물에 파란 슬픔에 길들여 I'm singing my blues 날려보낸 사랑 Sing it my blues 파란 눈물에 파란 슬픔에 길들여 Sing it my blues 뜬 구름에 날려보낸 사랑